This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Coming to you from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas, Nevada. General George Washington said, if you want peace, prepare for war. And that's what we do every day on the show. We prepare for war. I am war. Let's go to war. Wayne Allen Root is with you. Some of the big news stories in America today. Japan recalls 1.63 million doses of Moderna COVID vaccine due to foreign material contamination. Hey, I know what you can do with all those contaminated COVID vaccines. We'll buy them in America. Biden wants them, you know? We'll just inject them into American school children. Why not? Contamination, come on. What's a little contamination? Nothing. Don't worry about it. As the children die, as they have seizures and die, the media will say, everything's fine. What are you talking about? No children have died. Everything's fine. Just look away. This is the country we're living in. The children could be dropping like flies. They could be convulsing on the ground. And the media would say, isn't the vaccine wonderful? It's like we've become a nation of Stepford wives. Nothing bothers us anymore. You're going to inject into children who have zero chance of dying of COVID. They're just going to get the flu. And you're going to inject a dangerous brew into them that creates literally a spike protein storm in their body that could give them heart inflammation for life, blood clots that will kill them, strokes at the age of 15, heart attack. It's insanity. But the media says nothing to see here. Everything's fine. Everything's great. And the Pentagon says unvaccinated troops will be coerced by leadership until they make the right decision to take the injection, or they might get court-martialed. And then Biden loses his mind at a press conference about what the actions the U.S. will take after August 31st, and just when he starts to go crazy and get angry and bite the head of a reporter off and act like a crazy man with dementia, Biden's handlers cut the feed. And the new New York governor, the female New York governor, Governor Hochul, reveals that there are 12,000 more people dead from COVID than Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York that just resigned, claimed. So in other words, he killed an extra 12,000 people. Originally, we heard he killed about 12,000 people. Now it's another 12,000 people. Maybe there's a third layer of 12,000 people we don't know about. But when the media doesn't cover a governor they're fawning over, that they give Emmy Awards to, that I'm sure they recommended for the Nobel Peace Prize, and they want to give him his own TV series, and he gets multi-million dollar book deals, while he's killing old people, hey, you can hide the number you killed. Nobody's going to care. Incredible. More news stories. The Dutch protest as the government dumps 800 Afghan refugees into a small village. One small village in the Netherlands. They stick 800 Afghan refugees. Now, normally you'd say, Wayne, don't you want to save these people? Well, I don't know. If they're friends of America, yeah, I want to save them. Do I want to hear the call to the Muslim religion? Five times a day? Screaming through the air? Muslim loudspeakers? No, I don't. But in the Netherlands, I don't want to hear it in America. No. So really, I don't want to bring them all to the United States at all. I mean, this country is asking for such trouble. Do you want to live in a country? First of all, in every country in the world that imports large numbers of Muslims, in every country in the world, they have Muslim ghettos that are no-go zones that police can't go in, and massive crime waves. Almost all the crime now in Denmark and Sweden and Finland, it's all from Muslim refugees. Crazy. And then that call to the Muslim religion. You know, how did Obama describe in his book, the sweetest sound I've ever heard? Growing up in Indonesia, you got to hear that all day long. Loud outside your window. Are you kidding me? Is that what we want in America? The same liberals that don't like Christians? The same liberals that don't like it when you believe in God? The same liberals that don't want you to go to church? They want to lock you down, mask you, and vaccinate you to death so you can never go to church on Sunday and believe in God? Those same anti-religious zealot liberals that don't want you to mention God's name in prayer in the morning in school. Take God out of the national anthem. Don't say the national anthem. Don't say the pledge. Don't mention God. You're not allowed to say a prayer. Those same people want to import thousands or hundreds of thousands of Muslims to America where they can five times a day have loudspeakers talking in Islamic language. Brainwashing. That's wonderful, isn't it? Yeah, go ahead. Play a quick call. That was it? That was your call? Enough. I got it. I don't want anyone to accuse me of being anti-Islam. Because I haven't said anything about Islam. I'm against Islamic extremism, A. And B, I have no interest in hearing your loudspeakers play any religion. I'm Jewish, and I don't want to hear you play any Jewish prayers either. I don't want to hear any Christian prayers on loudspeakers throughout my city. That's called a third world. We don't want that in America. Sorry. But if you're Muslim and you simply want to practice your religion quietly, and you don't hate Americans, you don't hate Jews, and you're friends with America, and you're a patriot, and you're not an extremist, you don't want to kill gay people and drop them off buildings, I have nothing against you. I just don't want to turn America into a country other than what it's always been, a free country. So it's worth understanding what we're doing to ourselves. It's a sad situation. But think about for a minute the fact that Cuomo killed all these old people and they gave him an Emmy Award and a multi-million-dollar book deal and they just swooned over him that he was so dreamy. All the women wanted to screw Andrew Cuomo. They didn't mind anything he did. And then finally when all the women came out, woman after woman with the same story, sexually harassed me. He had to resign as governor. Never had to resign because he killed all the old people. And now that he's out, the new governor, his former female lieutenant governor, who claims she knew nothing about his abusive personality and the fact he was sexually harassing women. I'm sure of that, right? Oh, yeah. These Democrats get away with anything. She throws him under the bus and admits there are 12,000 more COVID deaths than were even disclosed. So where was she when she was lieutenant governor and these 12,000 deaths were out there? You mean she had no access to them then? She only has access to them now? And this guy was allowed to stay as governor and allowed to win Emmys and allowed to get multi-million-dollar book deals and allowed to be America's hero and America's dreamboat? While he was killing old people. That's very interesting. The things you get away with when you're a Democrat. And then what Biden did to the United States, even if all these people are not held hostage, as I believe they will be, even if all these people are not murdered by ISIS in a major PR move like 9/11, These poor Americans left behind. I just don't understand. How can we be leaving any Americans behind? We don't leave Americans behind, ever. How are we doing this? How are we allowing this? Our country is so lost. And what's happening in Afghanistan is nothing compared to what's happening at the border as far as affecting your life and mine. It's terrible. I hate it. I can't stand it. We're leaving Americans behind. We're leaving our equipment behind. We're leaving our bases behind. We're running with our tail between our legs. We're taking orders from the Taliban. They're telling us what to do. We're like a bunch of snowflake baby cowards. All terrible, but nothing pales in comparison to the border and what's pouring across that border. Now, there was a little bit of good news, thank God. Once in a while, there's good news. Last night, right when I got off the air, unfortunately, the moment I got off the air, the Supreme Court ruled that the rules that Trump put in must stay in effect. That if you're an illegal and you cross the border, come to America, you've got to stay on the other side until your case is heard by a court. That's great news. That is fabulous news. That is music to my ears. That's what I would play on loudspeakers instead of the Muslim prayer. There it is. I would play. They stay on the other side. They stay on the other side. The Supreme Court ruled the bad guys are going to have to stay on the other side. And all of us should bow down and pray to God and thank the God, Jesus, the good God. I'm just kidding around. Just kidding around. But all of us should thank God the Supreme Court ruled 6-3 with six conservative judges, three appointed by Trump. Thank God that they got to stay on the other side while their case is being adjudicated. Now, there's so many bad judges, most of them will probably still let them in. But at least we get a reprieve. They stay on the other side. Stay on the other side. Stay on the other side. Play the loudspeakers. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try sonsoflibertycbd.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like a $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, sonsoflibertycbd.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off. Hi, Wayne Allyn Root here. I don't have to tell you why you need gold. You hear it from me every single day on my show. When I need gold, I go to Michael and Rich Checkin at ASI, Asset Strategies International. Right now, ASI is offering my listeners the new Type 2 1-ounce gold American Eagle at 6% over the gold price while supplies last. They are the definition of honest. 39 years in business, over $5 billion in sales, over 20,000 clients with zero complaints. The biggest question on everyone's mind right now is when will gold and silver prices start to explode upwards? Right now, prices are low, but that's to your advantage. They won't be forever. We expanded the money supply by 25%. Commodity prices up, consumer prices up, energy prices up. Inflation is here, and it's going to get much worse before it gets better. Call ASI today at 800-831-0007 to claim your American Gold Eagle at 6% over gold. That's 800-831-0007 or assetstrategies.com. Tell them more sent you, and you want to keep what's yours. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support, and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's the
volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at VetsAndHorses.com. They assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at VetsAndHorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Welcome back to the show. Really big show, as Ed Sullivan used to say. Energized Health sponsored this segment of the show. I want to read you a letter that came in today. I get so many thousands of emails from you guys. We're in a new world, right? I never get any letters as in physical snail mail. I get thousands of emails each week, somewhere between a low of 1,000 a week and a high of maybe 3,000 a week, and a lot of times around 2,000 a week, somewhere in that range. Thousands of emails every week. I can't read them all to you. I read as many of them as I can personally, most of them. Very rarely does one get by me. I read them all unless they're really long. Some of you have to learn to keep them a little shorter. I can't read the really long ones. But I read everything else. Almost everything comes to me, I read. But I don't read them on the air because you can't read thousands of emails on the air. But every once in a while, I pick one out that's special. And here's one from Joanna. Came in today. Wayne, I just wanted to thank you. I want to thank you, Andrew Paul, who's my producer, executive producer, and everyone at USA Radio Network for introducing me to Energized Health. I met you back in April and again in June at the Ahern Hotel for the Energized Health events. I joined in July, and now in August I've lost almost 20 pounds, but most importantly lowered my blood sugar from the 250 to 350 range to the 90 to 120 range. Congratulations, Joanna. I've had diabetes since 1999. I've been told by doctors it was impossible to reverse my diabetes ever. Plus, I was told I would never see this low numbers again because of my age and how long I've had it. All doctors want to do is prescribe more and more drugs, just like more and more vaccines, by the way. I'm throwing that in myself. Wayne is saying that they think the answer to everything is drugs and vaccines and operations and radiation and chemotherapy. And the answer, hopefully, is holistic. You don't always need this stuff. But they don't make any money on that. Anyway, Joanna says, I've been overweight most of my life and even had weight loss surgery
Energized Health has taught me to forgive myself for all the years I wasted being 150 pounds overweight and move forward. I learned when I criticized myself out loud, my body was listening and the negativity was holding me back. I started listening to your show. Get this, you know the date, on October 2nd, 2017, the day after the awful shooting in Las Vegas, and not one time have I ever disagreed with anything you said since. I recently talked politics with a complete stranger at a grocery store, and they said, you are so intelligent and well-informed, and I wanted to say no, I just listened to Wayne Allyn-Root, the most intelligent person I've ever known, because I consider you family. Thank you for saving my life and making me a happier, healthier person, Joanna. How's that for a punchline? Nice people. I love the people who listen to my show. And I do consider you my family. Thank you and God bless you, Joanna. It's so wonderful you're getting healthy and so wonderful I play a small part in it. Energized Health is one playing a big part in it. So take action now. Now I'll go back to the actual promotion, right? Take action now and go to energizeyourhealth.com. Excuse me, energizedhealth.com. Click the red button and schedule your free consultation. Energizedhealth.com. Tell them Wayne Reed sent you. And get the War Decisive Action discount 40% only for the month of August. And for those of you that love a buy one, get one free, ask them to add your spouse for free or someone you love for free or maybe your best friend for free. So you get 40% off. So in other words, out of every $1,000, you're talking about 400 off. So you get it for only 600. And then you could join with a friend and each pay 300, right? So it's a great deal. But it's only good through the end of the month. So go to energizedhealth.com and take action now and book your free consultation. Click the red button. Thank you, Energized Health. And thank you, Joanna. So yesterday, the Supreme Court ruled that Biden must reinstate Trump's Remain in Mexico program and rejects Biden's emergency application. That is great news. You got to remain in Mexico. When you come to America, we grab you, we process you, and we throw you back to Mexico, and you stay there and wait until your hearing. You do not get dispersed into the United States, into small communities and big cities, and ruin people's lives and ruin people's schools and bankrupt us. You know, think about this. This is what no one talked about. If a million people have come into America so far this year, I think it's like 1.2 million. Can you imagine? 1.2 million. Maybe 1.3 million at this point. It's on its way to 2 million. In 1 year, that's the population of the city of Las Vegas. If you let 1.2 million in, they'd all get welfare from the first minute they're in America. And food stamps and housing allowances and aid to dependent children and free school. And their kids don't speak English, so you got to hire them a $150,000 translator in school. And then they got to get free health care. But if they wait on the other side, they don't get any of that. God bless America. God bless the Supreme Court. Thank God. Don't let them in, ever. Keep them there.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the State Department estimates as many as 1,500 Americans are trying to get out of Afghanistan, with a total of over 4,000 Americans and Afghan allies. Texas Republican Congressman Dan Crenshaw believes we need to be more aggressive when it comes to dealing with the Taliban and also that August 31st deadline of troop withdrawal.
We're the United States. We don't negotiate with people like that. And if we want to stay longer in order to get our people out and we want to set our own timelines for that, which should be open-ended, by the way, then we do it. We do it. And if they get in our way, well, we'll use deadly force. That should be the only answer coming from the United States right now.
At least 19 people have died from this past weekend's catastrophic flooding in Middle Tennessee. There are still two people confirmed missing. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Doesn't it feel like the world's on fire? Let's grab some War Talk, 833-927-8255. Toll free anywhere and everywhere in the United States, all 50 states, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Wayne Allen Root coming to you from the house that Root built. And you can comment on this topic, by the way, as you call today. I call it the Middle East miracle. As you watch the Taliban raping their way through Afghanistan, as you watch them raping dead bodies, as you watch them laughing at people and shooting at people and stabbing people and torturing people, as you watch them cutting people's heads off, you gotta wonder, how come COVID never affects the Taliban? If COVID's so bad, and it's in Americans' head, oh my God, it's COVID, we're all gonna die! I know the flu goes around and it's highly contagious, but you gave it a name and you made it Hong Kong. King Kong. I always say Hong Kong instead of King Kong. You made it King Kong instead of just another ape or just another monkey at the zoo. It's King Kong. So Americans have it in their head that when you hear the word COVID, you've got COVID. It's a death sentence. It's like hearing cancer. COVID's not cancer. It's not a death sentence. You have a 99%+ chance of living. A 99%+ chance of it being like a 3-day flu. But the Taliban never got the message that it's such a big deal. They don't care about COVID. So, you know, have you heard those stories about people who walk around with cancer for years, don't know it, and they're fine? And then when the doctor tells them, oh my God, we had a checkup and your whole body has cancer, they die in 3 days. But they've had it for years and never knew it. It was fine. As soon as you tell them, you have stage 4 cancer, you only have weeks to live, they die in a day. Because it's all a battle of the mind. It doesn't mean you're mentally ill or anything. It just means it's a battle of the mind. It's how you see things. So you know, you don't know you have cancer, you're fine. When someone tells you you're stage 4 and you're dying, you just give up and you die. A lot of people give up and die. So when people hear COVID, oh my God, I have COVID, I'm going to die. But the Taliban doesn't think of it that way. COVID is just the flu. Because they have the flu today, and tomorrow they're going to kill 5 infidels. Tomorrow they're going to get to rape 12 women. So they don't let the flu bother them at all. They have to conquer Afghanistan. They have to stop Americans from leaving the Kabul airport. So they don't worry about the flu. Isn't it funny? In America, every time someone has a party, 12 people go to the party, and I hear 12 of them came away with COVID. Really? Because I don't see the Taliban. They're all bunched together. There's no social distancing. They have no vaccines. There is no masks. There's no lockdowns. They do whatever they want, and they're all fine. And that's the point I'm trying to make. In 1958, I believe it was, under Eisenhower, we had a massive pandemic of an Asian flu. And in 1968-69, we had a massive flu. And the country did just fine. And yes, some people died, sadly. Matter of fact, in 68-69, I think 125,000 died. We didn't stop Broadway plays. We didn't stop Vegas. We didn't stop anything. I've said this for a year and a half now. Why are we treating it this way? It doesn't make sense. Because obviously there's no problem if you're in the Taliban, the same COVID is there, and they don't seem too upset about it. It hasn't changed their lives in one iota. They can just keep on raping. They can just keep on cutting people's heads off. They can keep on torturing you. Cutting off your hands, electrodes attached to your you-know-what. And COVID just doesn't bother them. They don't need the vaccine. They live just fine without the vaccine. No one can tell them to mask up. No one can lock them down. They go wherever they want to go, and they're just fine. There's no social distancing. They're all right next to each other. Did you ever just think about that? And they're fine. Have you heard some gigantic death rate in Afghanistan for Taliban? Have you? I haven't. I haven't heard the Middle East has been wiped out by COVID. I haven't heard that at all. It just goes to show you how ridiculous this all is. Just run your country. Yes, some people will die of the flu. And everybody will get it. I haven't gotten it yet, but, you know, someday I may get it. Why wouldn't I? Everybody's going to get it. Eventually, everyone will get COVID. Doesn't seem to bother people who are running around killing people in Afghanistan at all. And if they're down for a few days, they, you know, the prospect of raping and killing and pillaging gets them off the deathbed in a matter of 3 days, and they're off killing again. And they don't even worry about, you know, if I rape somebody, I may give them COVID. I don't think that goes through the thought, goes through their mind, do you? Crazy savages, and they do whatever they want to do, and they don't let COVID bother them. Our nation has become so weak that you have to, like, lock down the nation because there's flu loose. And you have to vaccinate yourself instead of letting nature take its course and everybody get natural immunity, which is by far the best way to do that. By far. So this just in from CNN, the U.S. Embassy in Kabul advises U.S. citizens at a number of airport gates to leave immediately, citing security threats outside. What does that mean? That means they're like, wait, American citizens are waiting at airport gates and ISIS just arrived? And they're going to cut your little heads off? So get the hell out of there? How does this happen? How are we not in control of Afghanistan? It was our country with just a skeletal force of a few thousand soldiers that Taliban was afraid to come out and play. But the minute, see again, like people live with cancer, and then the minute they find out they've got cancer and they don't have many years left to live, they die in a week. That sounds like what happened in Kabul and in general in Afghanistan. When America was there, even though we only had a few thousand soldiers and a giant country with millions of people, we were able to keep the Taliban at bay. But the minute we told them we're leaving, they just came out of the woodwork like cockroaches and took over the whole country. Why do we ever tell them we're leaving? Just leave. One day leave. Why'd you tell them? Just get the citizens out. Then get the equipment out. And then secretly, in the middle of the night, over a course of a couple weeks, leave. And then wake up one morning and Americans are gone. That's the way you leave. What you don't do is leave the way we just left. Announce that you're leaving, and then take your troops out, and then everybody who's left on the ground gets killed because they're all sitting ducks. Crazy. Sponsor of this segment of the show is the War Raw Podcast, which I do 7 days a week. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw by Wayne Allyn Root. 7 days a week on the all-important weekend Best of the Best, where I play the conservative version of Casey Kasem, and I present America's top 10 most important stories for conservatives and Christians and patriots and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts, and Trump will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out my daily War Raw podcast right now, available to download on iTunes or Spotify, Apple or iHeart, Amazon or Google Play, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw by Wayne Allyn Root. You will love it. It's kind of this show, except more raw and more stories, and some stories I can never talk about on the radio, and lots of F-bombs. That kind of describes War Raw by Wayne Allyn Root. So, you know, F it. I say whatever I want to say. You know what was amazing today is I saw a story that if you think Afghanistan's bad, I've been saying if you think Afghanistan's bad, you ought to see the border. Because that affects us on a daily basis. You're letting in millions of people, and they're sick. That's much worse for America than even the nightmare going on in Afghanistan. Because that doesn't really affect you right now, as horrible as it is to watch, and you can't believe, I'm in disbelief this is even happening. We don't leave Americans behind. I've never heard of such a thing. But it's still not affecting my life or your life. But boy, it'll affect our life as more and more millions come through that border and they've got COVID and they spread disease and they're criminals and they're drunk drivers running your children over and they're murderers and they're rapists and they all want welfare cradle to grave. the border's bad, but I read an article today that you ain't seen nothing yet. The real story is Iran. Iran is 2 months away from having the nuclear material to build the bomb. And once Iran has the bomb, they're going to try and destroy Israel and wipe them off the face of the earth, or they're going to actually threaten to destroy an American city. So you think things are bad now with third world Afghanistan that's being brought back to, like, you know, 12,000 years ago, to the Stone Age. By the way, I'm so far removed from school, I don't even remember what the Stone Age, you know, how long ago the Stone Age was. Was the Stone Age 12,000 years ago, 20,000 years ago, a million years ago? I have no idea. It was the age of the Flintstones. It's all I know. Pebbles and Bam Bam. And that's what Afghanistan is right now. But Iran is kind of a modern country, as crazy as that sounds, run by a bunch of murdering mullah Islamic nutcases. But it's a modern country, and they've got nuclear capability in 2 months. And you're handing an atomic bomb to nut job, radical, crazy people who don't care about dying. So if you think you got problems now, wait until 2 months from now. When people who are crazy and extreme and ultra-radical and ultra-religious nut jobs realize that our president is a brain-dead sock puppet with dementia and realize they could step all over him and they've got a nuclear weapon, guess what's going to happen? And as I said before, Taiwan is dead. China will invade any day now. Take over Taiwan. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you missed the Energized Health event in Las Vegas, it's not too late. You can still learn and see all about the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, how it can help you reverse ailments and disease, lose fat fast, and look and feel better than you have in years. It's nothing short of extraordinary. Take action now. Go to energizedhealth.com. Click the red button and schedule your free consultation. Tell them Wayne sent you and get the WAR Decisive Action 40% discount. And for those of you that love a buy one, get one free, ask them to enter spouse for free. This buy one, get one offer is only good through the end of the month. Successful people take action. So get the WAR Decisive Action 40% discount and add the person you love for free. It will change your life forever, just like it did for me. Best of all, it's not a crazy restrictive diet or painful exercise program. We've all tried those. Don't procrastinate. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and take action now. Book your free consultation, EnergizedHealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
You don't think the world is coming apart at the seams? Literally? You know what's just the big news story going on right now? A Georgia man randomly shot and killed a tourist in a Miami Beach restaurant and danced over his body as the man tried to protect his one-year-old baby from the gunman. Tamarius Blair Davis of Norcross, Georgia, was high on psychedelic mushrooms. Actually, let me say it right so can never get sued. Allegedly high on psychedelic mushrooms when he opened fire on 21-year-old Dustin Wakefield at close range before he danced over his body in view of horrified onlookers dining outdoors at La Cervecería de Barrio on Miami Beach's famous Ocean Drive on Tuesday night, meaning last night. After the shooting, he was dancing on top of the guy, said a witness who did not want to be identified. I wonder why. Westfield, who was on vacation from Castle Rock, Colorado, attempted to protect his one-year-old son before he was shot multiple times. The guy came in with a gun, waving it, saying, "It's time to die." He pointed the gun at his one-year-old son, and Dustin said, "He's only a boy." Dustin stood up between the gunman and the baby, and the gunman shot him multiple times and then shot him more times on the ground. And then a video obtained by WSVN shows the alleged shooter dancing as he screams, dancing on the body. He appeared to be smiling and laughing throughout the disturbing attack. He later told police he took mushrooms, so why did I have to say allegedly? He later told police he took mushrooms, which made him feel empowered. The gunfire also struck another customer who suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Isn't that, you know, can you imagine how lucky you got to be in life? A madman comes in and murders a father, and the one-year-old boy will grow up without a father. And then you get shot standing nearby, and instead of dying or being crippled or paralyzed for life, you're fine. It just crazes you how lucky you get. How lucky you get. And I'm looking at these pictures of this nice man with his one-year-old baby. And he will never be around to raise that baby. Footage shows the suspect in an alleyway next to the scene yelling, "I did it, I did it." Unbelievable. And the father of the murderer says, "You think you know your kid, but you don't. It's possible someone gave him something,
but he did not have a troubled history with crime or mental health issues.
Wow.
He sure has mental health issues as of last night. But things are getting so bad in this country. There's so much crime in Las Vegas where I live, even in nice neighborhoods. There's crime just everywhere. Everywhere. And it's getting worse and worse, and you can thank the Democrat Party. It sure isn't the Republican Party's responsibility. First of all, in all the towns where the crime is bad, all those towns are run by Democrats. And second of all, the country's run by Democrats. And third of all, we're just giving away everything to the poor and to the criminals and to the ex-felons. They can all vote. They don't need ID. You give them all the money in the world. They get more money for not working than working. They could be on welfare for life. Nobody cares. They got two legs and two arms. Nobody makes them work. The rest of us shoulder the burden. Everything's going bad. Let's take Jason on line one in Las Vegas. And we'll take more calls, by the way. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. I'll open up the next hour with callers if you call. 833-WAR-TALK. I want to hear what you think about the vaccine mandate that could be coming to Las Vegas that's partially here. In the Raiders Stadium, as an example, it's already here. It's already in the New Orleans Stadium, and guess what's happening there? Tickets are being sold online for $1 to this weekend Saints game. $1. Nobody wants to go to a stadium where you demand a vaccine. I said you'd kill business, and they're doing it. We got Jason in Vegas. Go, Jason.
Yes, Wayne. I wanted to mention something because a lot of people reference President Biden as a guy who's bringing us back to the 70s, and with the high crime, high inflation, high gas prices, possible hostage situation now. Anyway, I wanted to bring up two movies that you basically can relate to Biden and that were from the 70s. Remember Cannonball Run, Don
yes.
DeLuise, he played, remember he would go into his alternate personality of Captain Chaos?
Right.
Basically, President Biden should be nicknamed Captain Chaos in my book. And then when it comes down to these people who are in Afghanistan, they're basically having to do the same thing as the guys in the Warriors movie. You remember the Warriors movie back in 1979? And you remember
no.
they had to basically fight their way back? No, you need to look it up. It was one of my favorite movies. It was in 1979. And, yeah, if you look it up and everything, basically you can watch that movie, but basically it was a gang that had to get back to Coney Island and all the gangs were going after them.
You sure that's not Escape from New York? That's another one just like that, Escape from New York.
No, it's the Warriors.
Listen, Jason, pretty soon we need escape from the United States. We got to escape from Joe Biden. Escape from the brain-dead sock puppet with dementia and his puppet master, Barack Hussein Obama, and his master, the Chinese Communist Party. That's who's running America. I don't care what anyone says. I don't care what any guest says. I don't care what anyone who's in denial is an establishment GOPer. The Chinese Communist Party is giving orders to all the people that matter in the Democrat Party and to the leaders of Australia, to the leaders of New Zealand, and they're trying to ruin all three countries. And this is how you win World War III without firing a shot.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.